rules of the Sudas Lo Shabbos are to follow. I hope everyone is ready to hear them. I'm personally inviting all the Bachrim from the Shir to the Sudas Lo Shabbos to follow.
Excuse me?
Why is the psak 3/4 and 1/4 after having clarified why there's no migu to give him half? And we're back to Zerim or Kule Zerim or Chetzi 3/4 and 1/4. Frecht, Taisis, many of them are Shanim also. Why don't we implement the famous rule of Ein Suffolk Moitz Midei Vadai? Now, I was asked, why is it called Suffolk? There's no Suffolk here. Reuven and Shimon both ran for the Talis. Reuven, maybe he's been the dummy, but Reuven is tining he got there first. Shimon is timing that he got there together with Reuven, bediktuk bimitzumtzum, and each one is not suffik, each one is vadai. Reuven is vadai timing his narrative, Shimon is vadai timing his narrative. Why are we calling him suffik? I was asked. And the pshat is azay. We don't know whose narrative is true, so let's try to analyze parallelly both at the same time. If Reuven's story is true, does Reuven have a chelik of the talis? Yes, how much? Rather 100, but he does. Does Shimon have part of the talis in Reuven's narrative? No, vadi not. Reuven's tiny. And in Shimon's narrative, Shimon says it's 50-50. Does Reuven have a chelik of the talis even in Shimon's narrative? Yeah, that's why Reuven's called vada, because he has a chelik of the talis even in Shimon's narrative. Careful, the numbers are, in Reuven's narrative, he has the whole talis. In Shimon's narrative, he only has half. And if you're being honest, the whole fight is only about that second half. All right, he's going to be giving Reuven the first half, and the whole chelik is anyways on the second half. So what's so exciting about the fact that Reuven b'vadois has the first half? What does the first half have to do with the second half? Especially, I was asked, treat that as it's cut off already and it's a separate part of the Torah and there's no shaychus. But you know what? I cop it. Agree that it's a good kasha. But man ishtana from the case of Suffolk v'Yavam. And they believe he didn't hear the end of Shia yesterday. So, we have the Saba with his $4.7 million and, yeah, I know. And
$7
billion. Yeah, and with the 4.7, Ireland was a little bewildered. $4.7 million. They don't know. It's a shema b'shema. If the suffolk is a child of the dead brother, so in that narrative, he also deserves how much? How much? $4.7 million. Who told you there's only one other brother called the other? Maybe there's seven other brothers. The Ireland decided that there's no other brothers here. I know, and I think that even if there are a whole bunch of other brothers, someone told me that if there are other brothers, then it's not going to be Suffolk and Vada, because even the Yavam is not Vada. He also only has a small section. And that's wrong. Even if there are seven other brothers, the seven other brothers are tiny that there are, let's assume there's no Bechar, there was an older sister. The seven older brothers are all tiny. There are seven of us, and we'll break it up into seven portions. The Suffolk is saying, no, there are eight of us. Hi, I represent the Misna. Each one of them, he has a suffolk moitzi midei vadai vikuach. But the problem is, the Gemara says that ain't suffolk moitzi midei vadai, so who gets all the money? The Yavam and all of his other brothers. Interesting. But not the suffolk. Why? Lashon HaGemara over there in Yavam Sachamzai, ain't suffolk moitzi midei vadai. Question, a legitimate question, a good question. Why is it suffolk and vadai? The vikuach about the half of the money, on the tzad that the suffolk is a child of the Yavam, yes, so the suffolk deserves none of the money. But on the tzad that he's a child of the Misna, he does deserve half the money. What was the big vart we said yesterday? I mean, even with Mechadish, that it's pshat and toistis. So others pshat came over, by Yorish, yeah, but the others said, other pshat and toistis, but the Chem Deshloim, and it's also Reb Chaim Grada, and Hilchas Trumas, a fascinating thing that when there are two Yorshim, two brothers, two sons, Yorshim on a schum of Lamashal, $4.7 million, each one yarshin is the full 4.7. Their grada isn't 9. Whatever amount. So the hechrich, each one is only going to get half. But it's be'etzem a siva sirush on everything. Mashenkin by talis, it's be'etzem not a siva on everything. On the tzad that they picked it up together, so even Reuven only has a siva for half the talis, not the whole talis. We questioned yesterday if this is true by Behema. We said maybe by Behema each one did a full Maisa Kinyan. And we even entertained the thought that maybe Ulai Efsher by Behema, Zayim or Kulai, Zayim or Chetzi, the din will be not 3/4 and 1/4, the din will be using, implementing, Ein Suffolk Moitz Midei Vadai, that the guy Tani Chet, whoever Kulai gets everything. It would even be geshmak, because the Mishnah didn't say, conveniently, a case of Zayim Rechuli Zayim Chetzi by the Hema. But Shulchan Aruch does, we ended with that. Now, before we move on.
Tosis doesn't say those words, though.
It's a very big chiddush to say that's the Aron Tosis Kach, that's the Chemdish Lamish, but there's other Pshatim and Tosis. I want to say, though, not other Pshatim and Tosis, I want to say the Rishonim say other Tzurtzim to the Etzim Kasha. If you don't mind, just for a few minutes, Viksora, before we start the Gemara, and we will. On the Etzim Kasha, Ain't Sofik Moitzim Midei Vadai. What was the bottom line going to be if you, yes, truly implemented Ain't Sofik Moitzim Midei Vadai by this palace case? The guy tining kula is going to get everything. The guy tining chetzi is going to get how much? I need a calculator. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, fascinating, doesn't even ask the kasha that als ein sofek moitzi midei vadai, it should be 100 and 0. He in fact says it should still be 3/4 and 1/4. But he asks, using ein sofek moitzi midei vadai, we should allow the 3/4 nick, aka the kula yishali, aka Ruvain, to not have to swear. Interesting, I'm going to say it again. When Rabbeinu Peretz asks the kash of Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai, he's not so diehard that it should be 100 and 0. He, in fact, remains that it's going to be 3/4 and 1/4. He wants to use Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai to allow that the 3/4 neck shouldn't have to swear. My high! Why doesn't Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai give him the full 100? That's what it did by the Yavam case. And if it doesn't, for whatever reason, it doesn't apply, so why should it pater the Shvua? I don't know, but I'm thinking a thought like this. There's another teretz to Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai, and it is, by Yavam, yes, you can give him Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai, over here you can't. Because over here, a vadai, he's going to deserve a quarter. Over here, you can't get out of him getting a quarter. He's muhsik on a quarter. He has a nansahadi on a quarter. He has a migu on a quarter. If you learn that really there's a migu on the whole thing, already advanced and it's migu lahaitzi, but on chachan one quarter, it's not migu lahaitzi. So he has a migu even on a quarter. Because of all those things that he has, you can't knock Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai out of the field totally that he shouldn't get anything. He has to get that quarter. Maybe, Ulai, Rabbeinu Peretz knew about these Tzurtzim, and therefore he didn't want to ask that Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai should give him 0. But he still wanted to inkle it that it should glide, that you should use and implement Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai to pattern from the Shvua.
I can't say that Rabbeinu Peretz also says being the Malam and the Malam.
Okay.
So this Migi Peretz kind of had to.
Oh, he owes Migi Mimam on the Mom and Loyamrina. That's a nice point. Okay, so the other Nusach, the Anan Sahadi Nusach. He has Chach Anan Sahadi and a quarter. Very good.
Or did he learn Tosfos, therefore, based on that, as saying, Tosfos is just going back and saying, how do I even ask about the Migu? Because, in other words, 25-75, but just he's going back and saying, how did I even have it?
You could learn Tosfos like that. We hinted to that yesterday when we wanted to say about the connection of the two parts of Tosfos. You are allowed to do that. You are allowed to do that if you want. There's another Teret brought down in the Mordche. And in Tosfos HaRosh. But by the Sofek V'Yavam, is it Bariu Bariu Shema V'Shema? Let's assume Shema V'Shema. Nobody ever will know whose kid it really is. He knows who his grandfather is and his last name. But it's going to say Shema V'Shema. Maybe you only say Ain't Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai by Shema V'Shema. That's actually not in the Mordechai. That's in the Achrayim, the two memories that. But I want to bring the Mordechai. He says like this. He says, why Taka does the Kulaynik have more of an edge? Is the Kulinik tiny anything beyond what he could have? No, he said Kulay. Why is he being Ain Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai getting the better end of the deal? Because the Chetzinik was, I don't mean Migu, but the Chetzinik admitted, how could you stiff someone and on the Ain Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai and make him lose everything if it was his Haidah that did it? You're not going to make a guy lose Ain Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai if it was his Haidah that did it. The Lashon of the Mordechai is,
that's too good an answer, because then it would apply to our case.
I wanted to apply to our case. I want to, if it doesn't apply by Sofek V'Yavam, that's the point. If I Sofek V'Yavam, we can remain in Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai. Exactly.
But you said before that you wanted to separate the two halves, so initially, guy.
That's a kasha on the Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai. Yeah, we spoke about that. We dealt with that already at this end over here yesterday. Right?
As from the Mitzvah, where you're admitting it's worse than you.
What?
As different from Moedim Mitzvahs, because you admitted it was
I don't know about Moedim Mitzvahs. I'm saying now that we don't implement Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai when you were Moedim. I'm saying about it, but I'll quote you the Mordecha. The Hocha Einoi Vadai, Kiyam Al Pizeh Shemoedim Lo. You're not called Vadai. I'm a Vadai. Yeah, you're a Vadai because he admitted. I challenge the Oilam. The Oilam has a case maybe we should be talking about Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai by Kalis. That's not because the other guy admitted. And then maybe we should handle Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai. Reuven is holding Yodei Magas half. Careful, listen to the case. Reuven is holding Yodei Magas half, rolled up half. Shimon is holding the Karkashta. Reuven says Kulay Shali. Shimon says Kulay Shali. What's the din? Numbers, fractions? 3/4 and 1/4. He gets his Yodei Magas, 3/4 and 1/4. Would someone want to venture to ask maybe the din should be 100-0 using Ein Safek Moetz Medevada? Possibly, maybe, Ulan? Maybe some of the truths that we said today apply, but this new one doesn't. It's not because it's Haida. This would be an afkamina. It's Yodei Magas. Reuven is Yodei Magas. And Reuven, time is the whole thing is his. Shimon is not Yodei Magas, and Shimon is tiny. How much? Also, coolishly, don't get confused with the case when Shimon time is Chetzishli in such a case. By the way, what would be the din then? Reuven says coolishly, but he's Yodei Magas in half. And Shimon says Chetzishli. How much does Shimon get?
Not also
I have it side, it's an eighth. Because the other Magas half is one issue, and then
75-25.
Yeah, or not. Or maybe Chetzi Shali, goof for me, hey, I'm masking to your Yodei Magas. Is this Chetzi Shali spelling suit to the other Magas or not? I don't know how to figure that out.
You have to ask the
what he meant. Ask him what he meant. Ask him what he meant. Yeah, you could. But I thought that would be a cute enough gemina that maybe you would apply Ain't Sufik Maitami Devadai by Yodei Magas. Now, Ze oimer kuloi shali, the ze oimer chetzi shali, by hahu arvo. Hahu arvo. One guy, not oichazin, vadai ramai. One of them says kuloi shali, one of them chetzi shali. Anyone wants to venture? What's the psak? Call them over on the whole boat?
Yeah.
You missed the boat. Let's try again. One of them says kuloi shali, one of them says chetzi shali, by arvo. We have here someone saying, hold on, go on the whole boat. What's maybe the other option? Why are you Heimunach? Why are you Heimunach? He's anchoring the boat. One second. Why? I think that the Kulishli gets half, because he admitted. And on the second half, hold on, go.
He's Gomar because he has other half, according to
Tyson. One second. On the first half. No one's Moksik. No one's Moksik.
No one's
Moksik. No, but no one's Moksik. It's Arva. No one's
Moksik.
We're going to be past that. Can make some Moksik?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it makes Ain't Suffolk Moksik to me. They bad, I thought.
Yeah.
And he should get everything else. Okay, that's something else. That's something else.
There's no way for him to steal
his. On the whole palace? On the whole boat?
There's no way for him
to. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to get it. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I have a lot to say on that case of Zeh Oimer Kulei, Zeh Oimer Chetzi by Hu Arva. Someone told me that I totally missed the boat. I'll tell you why. The guy saying the whole boat says, what is he saying? It's my father's, and I'm the only Yerush. And the guy saying that it's half and half, what is he saying? We're both Yerushim. It's really the case of, it is the case of Saba V'Safek, where the Saba didn't Yerushim $4.7 million. He was Yerush them a boat. That's the case. That's really what's going on there, if you think about it. One more case I'm going to throw at you, not for now, but I want the island to register it, and we'll talk about it. In the case of Zeh Oimer Kulay, one guy says, Kulay, the whole thing's mine. And the other says, no. Half of it's mine. The other half, I'm not sure about. Bari V'Shema. On half, it's Bari. And on half, it's Bari V'Shema. There's a lot of things you could do with that. It's Lahavdil, Toira, Ulahadira. One more very big, but I'm going to make it very crunched in, topic before we start the Gemara. The oil is familiar with the concepts we were dealing with already. Vadai Ramai, Yochalius MS, Sofik Maitzimide Vadai, Migu. Should we go through it again? Who knows about these things? We did this right. By Talis, by Arva, we have some basic rules for the Sugya. There's a fascinating topic, a case in Shulchan Aruch. It's a little bit complex. I'm going to try to explain you the story where all of these implemented rules are going to apply, but it's not a Talis, it's not a boat. Watch. Two people lent money to someone. There are two malvas and a loiva. A loiva borrowed money from two people. Let's make the case. This is halacha in Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Yud Beis. It was in yesterday's Maromakayim. It's Bar Chava. But you're going to see what we're doing with it. Someone borrowed money from two people. Let's make it very simple. Both halvois with the exact same amount, $1,000. It could be complex if it's more money. Both halvois were $1,000. And of course, the loiva conveniently owns how much? A carpet that's worth exactly $1,000. If he has karka that's worth $2,000, then we can solve the Gemara because he has exactly what to pay. The problem is that he has one piece of karka, perfect square shape, worth $1,000. Two people lent money to him. Who has first dibs to the karka? So there's a very complex halach in Shibudin, but the case we're talking about is, it depends exactly when the loiver bought the karka. The two halvois were a few months intervals apart. I don't understand exactly the rules here, but the rules of the game are, if the karka was bought even before the first loan, then only the first malva could want it. If the karka was bought in between the time of the two halvois, I don't know why, but somehow only the second malva could want it. If the karka was bought after the second halva, then both of them could.
Because the second one, both of them can argue that he was semen on that karka when he made the
loan. It's a little bit more complex than that, but I'm giving you the facts. I forgot to tell you the main fact. We don't know when the loiver bought it. But again, the rules of thumb are, if the loiver bought this karka prior to the first halva, only malva one could run it. If he bought the karka in the interim of the two halvois, only malva two could run it. If he bought the karka after the second halva, they can both run it. They're fighting in Beis Din when the karka was bought. And you can have a case of zeimer kuloi, zeimer chetzi. Because the marshal, one of them is saying, the Malva Rishon is saying the karka was bought before the first halva, so I'm the only one that has a right to money. And the other one is saying, no, it was bought after the second, and if we both have a right. So it's Zaymer Kuli Zaymer Chetzi, but the Zaymer Chetzi has a migu. He could have said that it was bought at a time when only he would get it. He could have said it. The Taz says it's Lashkiach, but he could have said it. Is there a Vade Rama here? Is the Chalukah Yechayu Lias Emes?
Yeah.
Is there ain't suffic moitzi me de vadai? Maybe the zemer kul is zemer chetzi.
Nothing moitzi for me.
No, but the goin is it shnayim eichlin there?
No, they're not eichlins.
The goin says in Bir Hagro over there in Siman Kuf Yadalish, it's mamish like shnayim eichlin of monashlishi. It's exactly, but he's meshubit. Of course he's a marikam. He's the loiva. This loiva has three hats. He's loiva of malva number one, loiva of malva number two, and of course, yes, the marikam of this karka. But when you're meshubid, the goin says in three words, short words, he says ayin shnayim oichsin daf gimel mona shlishi toisus beizam an aleph. The same way the guy holding for the mona shlishi is holding it for both of them. So here also, the person that's meshubid, we don't know who he's meshubid to. He's meshubid holding it for both of them. I even saw people ask, but it wasn't krach echad. Who cares?
What about the rigam?
The Rivat would be a whole new thing. Yes. Again, I'm going to do this quickly because I want to start the Gemara, but if you look at the Ksois, the Sivis, and the Bir Hagra, the various nice Kalim, this Halacha, it's so gishmak because you take the rules that we were using in the Sugya and you thought it only applies to the palace or the boat. No, here we have a scenario of Shnai Moichsen Beshibud. Yeah, I'm catching on. That's what's going on here. Shnai Moichsen Beshibud. There's something called Shibud. This loiva only owns one karka worth $1,000. He has two potential malvas that he owes the money to. Depending on a complex halacha of when he bought the karka will depend if he's priorly meshubit only to the rishayin, or only to the sheni, or to both. And you can then put down a zeimer kulei zeimer chetzi and have fun literally working out the rules of vade rame, chaluki yichol li esemes, oivzin, the riva, ain't up migu, ain't every little detail we have, and it's all there. If you look up, it's in yesterday's Mar Makaimus. We ran out of time yesterday in doing that. I want you to look that up. That's very geschmack. We're going to move on. Zok to Gemara. Zok to Hele Gemara. We have to finish the perek. Long will you miss the zeh? Yimer kulish leave a zeh. Yimer kulish leave a zeh. Yimer zeh. Yimer nimitz see a zeh. Yimer nimitz see a zeh. Yimer kulish leave a zeh. Yimer kulish leave. Listening chada. Zok to Gemara is one big case. Chada katani. It means zeh. Yimer nimitz see a bakulish leave. Meaning, don't think that mitzvah means I found half of it. If you want to bavarn that, no, I found it and it's totally mine. I found it first. And the other guy says, no, I need mitzvah b'kulah shli. For acting gemara, but listening, I need mitzvah. And I know you're done at the kulah shli. What does it mean mitzvah? Half of all it means whole. Yitan, I need mitzvah. I don't mean that my mitzvah re'isiha. And we're going to talk about this topic. Let me finish the gemara, but we're going to talk about this topic. There's a habit that maybe the way to be kind of mitzvah is just by looking at it. Anaya kinyan, re'il. Afag of the loya sali other. You never picked it up. You didn't do hakba. You didn't do mashicha. It's yours. Be'ri'iya ba'al makani. This such a legit habamina. Tana kulah shli. To teach you, no, the b'ri'iya loikani. Gemara, what do you mean? Mimas Hasamar, Mimas Hasiri, see you. Could you even then fathom that the Mishnah had to have born such a Havamina that you would have thought that Mitzosa means that you could be kind of with Re'ia? V'homer Avnoyu, Mitzosa Dosli Yodei Mashma? So the Gemara, yes. Mitzosa the crow Dosli Yodei Mashma. Umiyu, Tona, Lishna the Almanaka. Umid Chosli Omer, Ano Ashkechis, that means you found it. Once again, I would think Briya Balmakani. That's why Kani Kula Shali to teach you the Briya Balmakani. Frek the Gemara, but let's be Kula Shali, but like boy, I need to see and I'll know it. So the Gemara, no. Itana Kula Shali, Hava Amina, the Alma, the Tani Metasi of Briya Balmakani. Tana Ani Metasi, the Hoda Tani Kula Shali, me Mishli is say Rashmir the Briya Balmakani. Wow. Stop here for a second. The Gemara says that the reason the Mishnah elaborately said a double case is to be meramis to you. Don't make the mistake from somewhere else. Don't think that you can be kind with Riyah. You cannot be kind of Amitziah with Riyah. If we stop here, Ibazoi, is Riyah kind? No. What's the source? I mean, not a source from Torah, from Tarshat Sabbat. Where's their Makar in Mishnayos, Brisos, and Chazal? From the Mishnah, but Amitziah that face. Mishnah that face, going out of its way, saying coolishly, and Amitziah is to make the connection of the Diyah to teach you that Riyah is like honey. You would have really thought that not, that. That yes, it is kinda. The Mishnah is telling you not. It's Rekhti Gemara, but it's not true. It's Kim Bichan the Mishnah. When we must examine Khadat Katani, that it's one big case coming to teach you this deek about real like honey. Vazek Katani, it's masked with two different cases. Zeimarani Mitzasia, Vazeimarani Mitzasia, and separately, a different case, Zeimar Kulishli, Vahule. So the Gemara says, and that's for tomorrow, Omar Papa Vitamar Ashley Barashi Bamar Lakidi, that's the name of a person, Reisha Mitzia Vesef of Mecca Chomemper. The Mishnah is talking about two different cases. One is that we're fighting about a Mitzia, and one is that we're fighting about a Mecca Chomemper. Why do you need two cases? That's on Amid Beis. We're not on Amid Beis. Now, if you stop here and ask yourself, so is Riyah Kaina? Where are we up to now? If we really seriously, Ernst really had a hobby that Riyah would be Kaina, and I'm going to explain it now, and it was the Mishnah on that Beis going out of its way saying the double loss to be Medayat and not, and we ditched that shot, and we're now learning a different shot that the Mishnah needs Metzia and Mekach Memkar. So what would you put up a flag and say?
Yes.
Riyah is Kaina. Riyah is Kaina. Be aware of that before we start.
Or there's no sign to say, but Rebbe said.
Where did that happen? Kadi, where did that happen? Right now I'm going Riyah is Kaina. Now, let's entertain this idea that Riyah is Kaina. So there's a Metzia. And two people saw it, Reuven and Shimon, will be consistent, and they both, until now in the Sugya, yesterday and tomorrow, and Bechule, it was always, they both ran for it, and whoever picked it up first. But in this slab of the Sugya, what is the fight about? What are they coming to bed about? Reuven says, I saw it first, and Shimon says, I saw it first. And you can be kind of with Riyah. What's this Kenyan Riyah? The Rishonim say that it's only by Hefker. Not, you can't be kind of with Riyah from somebody else. But when something's Hefker on the street, and it belongs to no one, the Etzah making eye contact with, and the Meiri adds, not only looking at it, walking towards it also, it's a whole process. You're showing you want to like connect with it, and that's gonna, by default, make everyone else disappear. Everyone else doesn't count, and it's you and the chayfitz, and you have eyes for it, and it becomes yours. Who raw by yeh, yeah? Now, just for the record, Reuven, I'm really doing the sugya now, and we're asking in the bezdin, and we're asking Reuven, okay, what's your story? I mean, they're both holding in the bezdin. It's not shnayim roy. It's shnayim roy. Now we ask Reuven, what's your story? He says, I saw it first. I was even watching Shimon at the same time. I have claw, I had eye contact on the chayfitz and on Shimon, and I saw that I saw it first. And Shimon, of course, says that Shimon saw it first. Reuven, can you just elaborate? Who picked it up first?
Shimon.
So there's three gears. Rashi says, Re'isiyo, koidim shehigbat oisa. I saw it before you picked it up. There's another gear, so I saw it before you saw it. And there's actually a third gear, so the Marsha brings. I saw it before I picked it up. I want to elaborate on each one of these three girsas. If they're fighting about I saw it before you saw it, so technically for protocol, what are they saying about the Hagbah? I give you a lot of options.
Irrelevant,
and I want to elaborate on irrelevant. Maybe they agree mutually that they picked it up together. Maybe each one agrees mutually that the other one picked it up first for all I care. Both ends. Or you know, fill in the various options. Irrelevant. The Iker Kaveya in this Havamina is that Riyah is Kaina. And if Riyah is Kaina, it's very important who was Roya first. It's totally irrelevant who was Magbi at first. No significance if Reuven agrees that Shimon picked it up first. No points for Shimon. Who's holding in a Bezda now? Why won't Shimon win because he was Muchzik first? Yeah, on Reuven's Haidah.
According to this son, Riyah is just as good as Muchzik.
Ri is just as good as Muk for being kainit, but we want to know Shnayim Oyksin and Bezdin. Ri is not Kaveya to make you a Muksik and Bezdin. And I respect the fact that they're both Muksik and Bezdin, we're probably up all night holding it, as we were asking a few days ago. But if you're admitting that Shimon, if Reuven is admitting, and Reuven and Shimon are both saying that Shimon picked it up first, that won't give Shimon any angle of Elyonis of Muksokus. I would maybe play a game and say maybe not, because Reuven has a migu that he didn't have to admit about the Hagbah. Or maybe Bechalal has no significance, I don't know. But then there's a... What?
If could have a case where he brings Aden that he picked it up first.
Yeah, then we're getting divorced. I'm going to go to that. What's this? Now, it's the next gear says, it says, I saw it before I picked it up. I don't care if you picked it up. What are you hung up about the fact that you picked it up? So there's ground in one shot that's brought down in the Akhroyim that he's saying, I wouldn't have picked it up. I had to pick it up because I saw you going for it. He said, really, it's Ria. The reason I'm talking about Hagbosa is because I saw you came to pick it up, so I also wanted to pick it up.
He picked it up first, so he has to clarify, I lost
That's another option. But I wanted to focus on the Marsha. I wanted to say a very big Kiddush. There's a Girs in the Marsha, Re'isiha Koidum Shehikbati. I saw it before I picked it up. Why do we care about how you picked it up? Because you saw it. There's a Diak in the Me'iri, and there's other Rishonim like this, that Re'i itself is not Koyim, but I want to say a much bigger Kiddush. Even if this happened, the Re'i is not, you're just looking at it, Re'i is not Koyim. But when you look at something, and you go towards it, the Heinit Psiyosov, and then you actually picked it up, when you pick it up now, I'm afraid it's yours from the time you saw it. I had once Raya's to this, but it would be an interesting shot in Re'i Koyna, that Re'i Koyna is a process, and Re'i is a process that by looking and eventually walking and picking it up, then I'm afraid it's yours. We're going to come back to that. But I want to talk about Taisus Kasha, which all the Rishonim ask. Again, in the Havamin of Al Gemara, the Diak of the double Lashon in the Mishnah in Baba Metziah, that Beis and Aleph, that went out of its way to say Kulishli and Mitzasiyah was to make a Diak. Don't think that Re'i is Koinam. And don't even think Stam that the Mishnah is not about it. The Mishnah went out of its way to say Kula and Mitziah to say Mitziah doesn't mean Stam seeing. You have to actually pick it up. Lamaskana that that's not shot in the Mishnah, so what's our status? We don't really know whether Re'i is Koinam or not. Frek Toysis, there are two other Mishnahis, and all the Rishonim ask us, and I want to deal with it. Frek Toysis. Af al gav diktani bimas nisin ro es, listen to a Mishnah on the test. Ro es ha-Mitziah. A person saw Mitziah. Okay. The Omer lechaveiroi tnoli, and he told his friend, give it to me. Who gets it? The friend can say, I'm taking it for myself. The loy kana b'ri'iya. Hey, why wasn't Reuven kind with Ria? Let me get the names in. Reuven saw it first, told Shimon, go bring it to me. And there's a whole issue of Shimon to take it. Why? Reuven was already kind with Ria. Isn't this Mishnah a festa raya that Ria is not kaina? But Los Merabit the Shlichas, it's already his. Reuven saw it. So finish, it's over. He saw it, it's his. Taisa says this should be a raya that Re'i is not Koinim. V'chein, another Mishnah, Daf Yud. I want to deal with both of these Mishnahis. Ro'as HaMetziah, V'nofal Olel. Murder the exact, this guy had a happening that if you fall on the Metziah, it becomes yours. Interesting, you fall on it. What Kenyan is that? I don't know. He thought there's a Kenyan called Nofal. And the Mishnah says, ha, there's no such Kenyan of Nofal. Fred Toysis, double ha. Forget about the Nafal, but he saw it. Why isn't he Koina Sriya? What are these two Mishnahis, L'chayra, screaming, saying?
Re'i is not Koina.
Atkelikacha, Bezoit Takasha, so then why was there a Havmina by us yet? And why did you need the Mishnah in that base? We have an ultimate two Mishnahis, L'fi Emes, that Re'i is not Koina. I want to chazer them. The Erste Mishnah is, a guy was raw, then requested his friend, and there's a whole issue, can the friend stiffen? What do you mean? He already saw it. Second Mishnah, he was raw, and then Nafal. Why wasn't he Koina Sriya? Azoit Fakhtaisha on these two Mishnahis. Now, Taisa says a teretz, I'm going to do it now, but I want you to know the Rishonim say other teretzim, and I want to deal with them also. There's a lot to do. What does Taisa say? Again, Afagav diktani masnisin. Ro es hametziyev amar lechaveri tnali deloy kana b'riya. V'chein. Ro es hametziyev enofal aleh. Ketani nami deloy kani. So Taisa says, no. Motzi lemitchi. Kivan de amar tnali. Oishen nofal aleh goli daite. Deloy nichle lemichni achigili adi. Whoa. There really is a king called Ria. Get this straight. There really is a king called Ria. Case number one. The guy saw it, and he did king in Ria. So why is it not Chal? Because he asked his friend to take it for him. That shows he doesn't want Ria to be Koina. Where is this concept that you show? First of all, Frek Ramban, why is he showing that he doesn't want to be Koina? He wants to just tell his friend to bring it to him. He needs a delivery guy. Well, he should leave it there on the street. Someone's going to steal it. Someone's going to steal it. As I said, Tanaman. Why is asking your friend to take it a Giloy? But where did Taisus even get this idea of Giloy? So I want to take a fascinating Zach. We're going to base ourselves get to the Sugya Daf Yud. There's a Sugya Daf Yud called Dalid Amis Shel Adam Koinam. Now, by Rav and Nafal, not Rav and Omer Tanoli, the second Mishnah, Daf Yud, Rav and Nafal, can we agree geographically, logistically, that if he was Nafal, that he's within the Dalid Amis of the Chetis? Fret the Gemara. Why isn't he kind enough Dalad Amis? It says over there that a different guy could take it. Why isn't he koinir als dalet amos? And the Gemara has a few turos in there. One of them is the Gemara. The fact that he fell on it is megala that he doesn't know dalet amos. So Tosfos was just borrowing that Gemara. The same way nofal is megala that you don't want dalet amos. Tosfos said, oh, nofal is megala that you don't want re'ia. Interesting. We're not up to daf yud yet, but the Rishonim and daf yud say, Numukiyos of other Rishonim, what's this Gilu Das? It's because Dalet Amos is only a kid in the Rabbanon. And when you are Nafal, you are Megala Das, eat Efshi B'Takana the Rabbanon. But Re'i is not in the Rabbanon. If there's a kid called Re'i, I don't know where it's from, but it's a Deraisa, then it wouldn't stiff the Re'i. In Toises, you see, different than those Rishonim. That being Nafal is a Gilu Das, not to be kind with Re'i.
I don't know if it's
Re'i, it's a Deraisa. Assumption. It doesn't say it was a Takanas Chachamim. But in the Mukiyotim it was clear that Gilui Das only worked connected to Takana. Tosfos Rosh says a different teretz. You know why Re'iya doesn't work there? Again, Rabbi said, let's focus on like this. There are two Mishnayis, Ros Hametziya, and you ask your friend to bring it to you. Ros Hametziya, and you fell on it. So it says, in the first case, the friend can steal it from you and take it. In the second case, the fact that you fell on it has no significance. Yeah, but it was raw. Why is the Re'iya not kind of? What's Tosfos' teretz? Because we're going to now say other terutzim. What's Tosfos' teretz for both Mishnayis in a sum up? Gilui Das. And he assumes Gilui Das applies there. Kineged Kinyan Re'iya. I showed I don't want Re'iya. Tosfos Rosh, another teretz. Re'iya is kind of only if you say the words Tikni Li Re'iyasi. Kasha. The Tosfos Rosh wants to say, as I said in the Rashbats, in the Sheet of Kubetzes, yes, there's actually maybe a Kinyan Re'iya, but for Kinyan Re'iya to implement, you have to say the magic words, Tikni Li Re'iya. So you have to make some gekuk, you have to say it. Ahoch Ebamayas Gidon, and these Mishnais, you didn't say it. Nice teretz. The Ramban says a different teretz, if I understood correctly. The Ramban says maybe over there they both saw it at the same time. Now, if Hagbo is Koina, what happens if two people are picking up the talus at the same time? Who's Koina? They're both Koina. The Ramban says, if Re is Koina and two people see it at the same time, who's Koina? No one. Why? The Yesod. If Re is Koina, the Yesod that Re is Koina is that you're exclusively and uniquely connecting yourself to the Chayfetz. There's no such thing as a double partnership thing in
Daskin.
No, it's more than Das.
No, because it's not strong enough to be basalic someone else.
Like, that's if you're a Gilei Das.
Good Vart, I'm saying something else. Interesting. The Nakuda of Kinyan Re'iya is the whole mahus of the Kinyan is the uniqueness of everyone else is ignored and I'm focused on it before anyone else. The minute it's with two, it's one to the exclusion of the other, no one gets it. And then Ramban says, that could be the pshat and the ukimta of the Mishnayis of Ro'a Sametziya v'Nofal, Ro'a Sametziya v'Omer L'Chaveiro. Why are you not koinah with Re'iya? Because the Chaver saw it with you at the same time. And no, third guy can take it.
Third guy.
What? Who's talking about proving anything? The Tainus Vadi is I saw it first, and there's a Kenyan Re'iya.
It's not a bad idea.
Why not?
You're holding it.
No, I'm not talking about Mechzokas now. I'm talking about Kenyan. Mechzokas cannot be done with it. But there's a Kenyan called Re'iya, but now the Ramban is saying that Re'iya needs to be both.
No. You say nobody can ever know about those. They saw it first, but you can.
There's ways to prove it. There's ways to prove it. We see on the cameras. Now, the Ramban's teretz is that they both saw it together. The Ramban's sheet is that when Shnai and Shiro, I want to ask the fear kashis. Are we entertaining a happening that when the Mishnah, if the Mishnah would only say Zayim Rakulishli, it would mean Zayim Rakulishli because I saw it first? The Zayim Rakulishli because I saw it first. And there's a happening that we use kind of. We have these other Mishnahis, enough test, enough yuzok, the Ramban over there, they both saw it together. And what is the Ramban's sheet when two people see it together?
No one's
kind of. I have a problem. Zayi Merkuli, the Zayi Merkuli means Reuben says I saw it first, and Shimon said I saw it first. Yeah, and what does Zayi Merkuli, Zayi Merchetzi mean? I would venture to say it's that Reuben says I saw it first, and Shimon said
we saw it
together. That's Raya number one. That seeing together is kind. Zayi Merchetzi Shuli. Have another case. The Mishnah says Bisman Shehi Moidim. What does Moidim mean? The Moidim that they
saw it together.
Third Raya. The Mishnah says Bisman Shehi Shlan Aidim. What does Aidim mean? According to one shot. Aiden that day saw it together. And a fourth raya. The Mishnah says, Zoy Rakuli, Zem Rakuli, what's the din? Yachloiku. One of the rules we have for Yachloiku is that it has to be Chaluka, Yachloiku, Liyazemis. How is the Chalukah Yechai Lulias Emes? He says, I saw it. He says, I saw it. What maybe really happened? They saw it together. Adam doesn't see what I'm asking. No, each one saw the whole, but they saw it at the same time, so each one gets half, like by
Yair. No, you said the guy said he
only saw half. He's claiming half by default because he knows that the other guy saw it at the same time. He's being honest that the other guy saw it at the same time. He saw that the other guy also saw it. He had one eye on the Chavis, one eye on the other guy.
That question about the safe of the mission is not fair. You can still say the second.
And he said, put it up together.
Yeah, that's a second.
Okay, I'm trying to pull the bag over the house. Let me ask the four questions again. The Ramban wants to say that in the Hanani, even in the Tzadet, Re'i is Kainim. But Re'i is only Kainim, exclusively for one guy. But Shnayim Shero, nobody's kaina. The Ramban says this to answer up the Mishnah is from Daf Tes and Daf Yud. Very nice. But we're asking the Fir Kashis. The Mishnah, if you would then venture to say that the entire Mishnah, even the Sefer, is all about Riyah, and the only thing that counts is Riyah, and Riyah is the factor, and not Akbar. So that it would be maybe suggested to say that everything, Lamashal, Zaymer Kuli, Zaymer Kuli, where's the Al-Khayli Semes? They both saw it together. Zaymer Chetishli, what's his Taina? We saw it together. Moidim, what does Moidim mean? We saw it together. What does Eidim mean? We saw it together. You could cut out. But that's a question on all of these cases, if it would be Shnayim Shero. Now, there's a Yesoid in the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi says like this, if you want to buy something from somebody else, can you be kind with Re'iyah? No, he says, Re'iyah is only when it's like a Dover Hefker. When it belongs already to no one, and the concept is only to bring it into your Rishus. To bring it into your Rishus, it's with Re'iyah. But not to get out of somebody else's Rishus. Says the Beis HaLevi, if that's true, he has a new teretz to the Mishnayis on Daf Tes and Daf Yud. I want them to appreciate it. What did it say on Daf Tes and Daf Yud? A guy saw a Metziah and then asked his friend to bring it. A guy saw a Metziah and then fell on it. He's not Kaina. Everyone's asking, why is Re'iyah not Kaina? Tysus' teretz was, he was Megal Adas. The Ramban's teretz was, it was Shnayim Shero. Tysus' Rosh's teretz and the Rashbat, Re'iyah needs a preliminary Amira of, I want the Re'iyah to be Kaina. He didn't say the preliminary Amira. We said some other torts. Now, says the Beis HaLevi, you have to understand. You know what was going on in Daf Tes and Daf Yud? It was a Metziah that the Bailam was Miyayish. It didn't have a simon. Now, there's a big issue, we're not going to be able to see this now, but there's a lot of rise to this, that when someone is miyayish, it's still his. It's not hefker yet. It's still his. No, when you pick it up, you're taking it out of his rishus and bringing it into your rishus. Re'iyah won't work for that. Re'iyah only works by a davar hefker. Daf Beis is a talus of a goy, as the Rosh explained, and he wants to say, that's hefker. And if it's hefker, yes, there's an issue to discuss that Re'iyah should be kosher. What?
Talus of a goy, so he lost it. Just there's no
chiyuv hashavas aveda on the guy. So the Achrayim asked that. The Moshe other Achrayim asked that. The Beis HaLevi's assuming that. He's assuming that when it's a guy, totally has.
Or it goes
and
a Jew.
And if it's a shush already. Yes, that's what the Beis HaLevi's naming on. Yes, yes.
It could also be a Jew who's the Feirish Machir.
Right? I know, but yeah, but that doesn't say. It says it was Metziah. Yeah, in the Tanakh. In the case of a Jew who's the Feirish Machir, you can be with me, but that's not the case in the Mishnah. But the Chav of the Beis HaLevi is that maybe the Mishnah is over there on Tes and Yud. Over there on Tes and Yud, what was going on? It was Yish. Maybe by Yish it doesn't work. Now, something very interesting. One more Tosfos, but it's a big topic, but we're going to chaperon at least the basics, because tomorrow we have to turn to Amud Beis. The Tosfos says, Re'iyah Kana, what about the Gemara Habayis Valiya? Habata behefker kani. Habata behefker kani. What does habata mean? Granted, there's a girsa chavata. If you look up, I told Adam to Mitzayim, the Tosfos in Baba Kama and Beitza, the girsa chavata. Like you kick it, or you do something. But let's go with the girsa habata.
Achtung Gemein.
Oh, you have the Yiddish. Who speaks Yiddish over here? Make it around the country. The Atlas David. 1 second. Oh. Gesehen und acht together. Okay. Tosis asks. It says, Habata behefka kani. So Tosis answers no. Habata means you did a maisa. You made a geder. Rashi over there says not. Rashi on Kufi Tches says it means you did a shmira. The Atlas David wants to say that you have to understand there's two different sugyas. There's Re'iyah, which is just looking at it, gezen, and then there's something else, achtengeder. Some want to say, the shtim's with Rashi, that you're doing a shmira. Someone even say, maybe Tosis means the same thing, you did a maisa, you made a geder, that little geder is the shmira. But even if you want to learn out like that, that it's a machloikis, there's a new concept over here that this is a new kinyan. And even if he is not kind of, but habata is kind of, habata is that you see a chayfitz, you watch over it, you make sure no one else comes, that's beyond just looking. It's concentratedly focused on it. I'll give you an example. The pasuk says, "Vayomer in Bamidbar in Parshas Chukas, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, say lechasrof, make a snake, The simoy say onais, put it on a pole. That's the simon of a doctor, a snake on a pole. Whoever gets bitten will see it. The next pasuk. Rashi over there in Chumash is machalik between ra'a, that it's just ri'a ba'alma, and habata. Habata is that you're, the mefarshim explained, you're misgoinin more. There's two different levels. This. Which
in those cases where either he fell on it or he said.
There he only did ria. There he only did ria. I don't know have the full gamut of what exactly would be Re'iyah, what would be Habata. I want to bavarn that the Ksois brings from his son Rav Beirish in Shin Lam Vav, was in the Maram Kaimus, that Rashi and Tosis are not the same. Tosis says you did a Maisa, you made a Geder. Rashi says you just did Shmira. The Ksois wants to say Shmira is just a passive thing. You can't make a Shliach to do it for you. Tosis, yeah, you did a Maisa, that you can make a Shliach on. But Rashi says you can't make a Shliach on. But I don't know what I want to do with this, but I'll tell you the punchline. Kinyan Re'iyah. What if two people see it together? We talked about that. What's the Ramban sheet if two people see it, do Re'iyah together? Who's kind of? No one. Oh, but give Achnik. Maybe Habot is different. Habot, the Shnayim Shehibitu, maybe they both would be kind of. It's a different gather. It's working different. Re'iyah is Sachakot that I caught a side on it and I made myself connected to it through that. And that's the exclusivity of it. And that I cannot do on a double teamwork thing. And no one is going to get it. A third guy will get it. And we had the four kashas, but maybe Habata is different. And maybe that answers the four kashas. Because you ask, how is it Chalukah Yechalel Yisemis? Maybe they did Habata together. What's Mizman Shehei Moidim? That they did Habata together. Eidim, they did Habata together. Peseder, if it's not true, that Shnai Shero Einoi Koina. Shnai Shehibitu, maybe is Koina.
So the nice little focusing on that, paying attention to that, why does that make sense?